Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Once again, assalamu alaikum to all of you out there in TV land. Those who's on the radio that is listening to me Tuesday evening on Blog Talk Radio. It's indeed a blessing, and I am honored on the holy month of Ramadan to be able to come to you all and try to give you some understanding of that which Allah has instilled in me through Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. I give him a great deal of credit for blessing not only myself, but millions. And millions of men and women who struggle in understanding the right side of the Quran and to be able to be obedient to God and understand that we have an obligation, a debt to our Lord. It gives me great privilege and highly honored to represent him of his tafsir, his understanding that God has blessing with, teaching us to love the mercy in Muhammad the Prophet to all humanity, not just to us African Americans or those who are here in America, not to just the brothers and sisters in Saudi Arabia and various different countries. He's a mercy to all humanity, and therefore it gives me great privilege. I'd like to talk about, we're getting close to the end of fasting, and some of us have a misconcept and believe that fasting only represents abstaining from food. And most people cannot abstain from food because of their illness. If you have sugar diabetes, then you know what I'm talking about. Allah does not place a burden on the soul that it cannot withstand. And so, therefore, you should understand that the mercy of God is understanding what we can bear. And he will not give that to you. So if, in fact, you are trying to do what you think you ought to do, some people fast more than what it is prescribed for us. They will go after the sun goes down and fast for 2 or 3 days. We are not following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad. May the peace and blessing be upon him, and you surely not following Allah. Why? Because he gave us strict instructions in how to fast. More important, if you're ill, you're not to abstain from food. It has nothing to do with you, literally. It has a lot for you if you don't eat. Man is like the animal. If the animal is hungry, he will kill. That is his nature, to go and get him some food. So the male will not kill to get food, but he will kill his moral. He will kill his strength and being upright. He will kill his spirit, just like the animal will kill to feed himself. And if you go out there and torture yourself and torture others just to eat, or even selling drugs, then you are of that animal. You have reduce yourself to your flesh that has the animal instinct, and you do things based and predicated on instinct. No, we don't do that, brothers and sisters. We only do what Allah has prescribed for Ramadan, and hopefully I can bring that to your attention because we're down to the wire. On the Thursday evening, Ramadan is over for everyone. 38, over. And the next day, on the 17th, we celebrate. So we have a few more days to go, and we all should be very ecstatic that we have come to the mindset that we would love to fast for the sake of Allah. That's what we say, for the sake of Allah. But Allah doesn't need you to fast for him. This is Eid al-Fitr coming up, meaning it's the nature in which God has created, and so you're giving back. You are showing God in your individual right that you are, I don't know what you're doing behind that door, and you surely don't know what I'm doing behind the door. Really, it's none of your business, and it's none of my business. This is for Allah. You are doing this to show God that you are strong in this holy month. You are showing God that you're not weak for this society. Surely we do things and we make mistakes and we slip and we're not conscious. But during this month, we are conscious, we are strong, and we try to avoid temptation. This makes you build muscles in your strength, muscles in your moral upright as a human being, muscles in your faith in God for the rest of the year, if you understand what the holy month of Ramadan is. I want to say to you out there, I want to thank you all that have been sending in funds for Imam Alfred Muhammad. I have a love for him. He is a brother who strives in the way of communication. And he is taught by Imam Waliuddin Muhammad. And he has taken his taqsiyah and created 9 very different entities on Blog Talk Radio. That's unique. And he maintains them for the last 4 or 5 years. And he decided to allow me to give back. Give back what? Give back the knowledge in which God has given to me and share it with others. Because I will be charged with it. Individual will be charged with the knowledge that they obtained. But when you think that that knowledge has came to you because of your ability, that this is you that created, then that's when you go off course. And you're not now on the right path, the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorify is his name. You begin to do what? You become big-headed. And you become selfish to the point that you want to hold the knowledge for yourself. So I want to thank you all out there that went in your bank account and your pocketbooks and your wallets and your drawers or wherever you hide your money. And you have sent money to Imam Alfred Muhammad. However, it doesn't stop. Don't let it stop. Because it don't get better, it gets worse. And surely you didn't pay his bill off. When you start taking herbs, the herbs is the right thing that the body craves for. Your body is like a symphony orchestra. And when you out of tune, whether it's the kidney, whether it's the liver, whether it's the heart, wherever internally is not in tune, you throw the whole entire orchestra off. You ever go to an orchestra and see that the bass is off? The percussions are off, the strings are off. It's just terrible noise that you hear in your ear. Well, that's what God says that your system is internally, that he created. Everything comes from the earth, and you got to put things in your system that comes from the earth. And the medicine today that you get over the counter does not come from the earth. And actually, it helps you to stay more in your sickness and you don't get well. And if, in fact, it cures one part of the sickness, it will destroy the other part of the human organ. If you heard about Cuba, Cuba believes they got the answer to cancer. Yes, they have helped people who almost were losing their legs until they was able to help them. Why? It's with sugar diabetes. This is all coming from Cuba. But because we had cut Cuba off, we didn't get that science. One thing about a human being, whether he's in Cuba, whether he's in Africa, whether he's in the Asian part of the world, wherever that human being is, Allah don't discriminate. If he got an answer that harms the human body around the world, that God has allowed him to come into that knowledge, he can help everyone. So on 60 Minutes, they met us in front of the world that Cuba believes they got the answer to sugar diabetes and got the answer to cancer. Now that we have opened the door, now we have a friend in them again, maybe this medicine will come to America. See, they don't like medicine like that coming here because it's big business. So Brother Alfred is on herbs, your insurance company, to pay for herbs. They can pay for that medicine that you don't need. However, a physician lost his license and is sentenced to jail because he was diagnosing people with bad kidneys, bad heart, taking chemo, and found out they didn't need any of that. Well, why did he do it? What makes his mind diabolical? Because he wanted to live in this world as creating his own heaven and didn't care about your welfare, just your carfare. And there's a lot of physicians out there doing that. But there's men on the street that does that. Drug dealers. Drug dealers will sell you something to get you high and put you in another temporary heaven world, and you believe that's your friend. No, he's an enemy to you. He don't care nothing about your welfare. He cares about his carfare, and so therefore he wants yours. And these are the things that common sense should wake you up and understand that what you put in your body is who you are. You come from the earth, and you want that which comes from the earth to cure whatever disease you have. So Brother Alfred decided to take those type of medicine. That causes a great deal. And therefore, if you will continue to send in your money to help him, surely Allah will reward you tremendously. And if, in fact, this month, whether you're Muslim, Christian, or Jew, if you do anything in this month, my God, the rewards is tremendous. Not to say you won't get blessed next month, but it's like going into a department store. If you come when there's a sale, 60 or 75% off, well, if you miss that sale and you come back, you got to pay 100%. So even man knows how to give you something that you need at the right time. Well, did you think he created that or he discovered that? God will reward you during this month, the holy month, for whatever you can give. I'd rather give $1 million this month than to give $1 million next month. I'd rather give $10,000 this month than give $10,000 3 months from now. I'd rather give a dollar in this month than give a dollar next week. Yes, this is knowledge, brothers and sisters. And on this radio show, I will try to educate you. So I reiterate, if you would be so kind to be merciful and beneficent, and for the sake of your Lord, that which you do for God, you say you serve God one day, 1,000 years. This is in this month, especially in during the last 10 days of blessing, during the last 10 days that the night of power, they said it's like 1,000 months. 100 Allah. 100 Allah Rabbi Adami. I'm quite sure him and his family will be very honored and pleased that you chose to help your brother. My beloved brothers and sisters, peace be unto you during Ramadan Mubarak. We thank Allah for this month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, the month in which there are many blessed to the word of God in the Holy Quran. We thank him for his presence today, for our presence today, because through him you see us. When you see you doing good, that's the will of God. So we thank him for our presence today, for our life and our health, good life. And we pray that he always is here with us and guiding us and granting us the mercy. We say, Bismillah, the Rahman, the Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam wa rasul kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, when we say Bismillah, the Rahman, the Rahim, when we use those words, something takes over. Something allows us to stand upright. What is it? Your spirit. Your spirit allows you to stand upright. It is your soul that God created for you that allows you to stand upright. And sometimes we are beat up. We are knocked down. Sometimes we are tired. We are sick. And we don't understand why we're going through those changes. You don't think Allah knows that you may not can make it in your intellectual mind? Your body is tired to lay down and don't want to wake up? Allah says stand up in your spirit. What is your spirit? Well, let's look at it. In the beginning of time, when Allah went and set the angel Jibril down to bring back his earth. And he molded and shaped it. And when Iblis, the jinn, did not want to make Sajda prayer, meaning bowing down as if he was coming out of the womb of the earth, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to bow when he was created out of light. Smoke his fire. The angel was created out of light. But when they say angels, I think I explained to you those was jinn acting like angels. The angels does not question God. They only do the will of God. So when the book says that the angel and the jinn would not bow, he was not talking about the angel that was created out of light. He was talking about that jinn that was conducting himself as an angel into the human being was created. So now the human being is being molded and shaped. However, breathed into that human being, Adam, some of his spirit. Look at the word, spirit. He created and breathed into him some of his spirit, and he told his angels, and he told Iblis, you should bow in such a prayer in front of my man that I created called Adam. Not until I breathe into him, his spirit. So the spirit, if you look at it in the revelations in the holy books, you will find out that the spirit refers to God, Lord. Lord. Now, say that he is recognized that he was created by God himself, and that when God creates, he guides. So even the spirit needs guidance by Allah if he's in obedience. Yes, he is. That's why he gave it to you. And your soul, likewise. So when God says, stand up in your spirit, he's not talking about your flesh. He's talking about the spirit that he's given you in birth to your father, Adam. Stand up in your spirit. Stand up in your soul and be upright. Because the spirit can leave the body. And when the spirit leaves the body, it goes out and search for heaven in this world. Allah says, live in this world, not outside this world. But you can live in this world if you're obedient to God. And obedience allows the angels who was created for you and I. The angels will guide you if you stand up in your spirit and stand up in your soul. That don't die. But if you don't recognize your spirit, then you give up. Because that means now you are not in touch with the creation that God has instilled in you. And that is your mind, your consciousness, your intellect operating against the will of God. There's no help for you when you do that. You must return back to the original nature in which God has given you. So Allah is a mercy to us. Why is he a mercy to us, brothers and sisters? Because Allah don't need us. He gave us the word of God when we was created. It hasn't changed, but he loved us so much. The mercy is he's going to teach us from right or wrong. And how is he going to teach us that? He sent you messengers that we refer to as prophets. And these individual creatures come to assist you to guide you back. That's the mercy. That is what Imam Wahdeen Muhammad has advocated and taught us. Because we lost our senses. God comes to us with mercy and still with his justice. He instilled it in us. He is so justice, giving us justice by instilling in us that which we have just gave up and went the opposite way. It is his mercy that he gave us revelation and religion. He didn't have to give us that. Man didn't know how to have that, but he had to send the prophets to prophesy, to give the word of God so you don't go astray. And because he has already been good to us and has blessed us with revelation and religion, he has established order of justice, the order of your sense being balanced. Those five cents, you have to balance those five cents. And he cares, and he makes us pay attention. But you don't have to pay attention. You can give up on the prophets that come to you, or men or women that brings you good news, and you don't want to accept it. Even without knowledge of the prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the prophet and made sure he came to us with the word that lives and allows you to live good life. But when he goes off on the wrong track, when man goes off on the wrong track, and is ignorant and allowed to establish that his intellect no longer cares about what God wants from him in his nature. God establishes in your nature the creation. And that's when he comes with his mercy. So we call him the Lord that brings us mercy. Mercy, and we all understand that God has given us mercy. And so the month of Ramadan allows you. In the first 10 days is what? Mercy. Why? Because he's trying to bring you back revelation. Revelation is religion. Revelation allows you to see God for his true self. Serve God as if you can see him, but no, you can't see him. Well, my God, he can see you. So he sent us a prophet and called him the mercy to the people. But everybody thinks he's just a mercy to everybody, nobody other than a Muslim. No, he's a mercy to everyone that don't even know they're Muslim. Every human being on the face of the planet, the seal of the prophet was sent as a mercy to all mankind. And you should understand that, and you should love that, and you should understand that God loves his people. But if you ignore his words, if you ignore Muhammad, the prophet, may Allah be pleased with him. He is a just man who is for the people. And sometimes due to the people, he is a mercy to those who do wrong, but yet he comes to them and bring them good news. The beginning, there was no necessary for God, because man and woman was trying to be truthful, and then this world did not get to him. But because his ways had always been right, Muhammad the prophet was able to use the example and show you the right way of God. It is man that corrupted the world. You can't give that to God. When God sends his messenger and his prophets to correct the way, it is a mercy. It allows you to to not rebel and wobble in ignorance. You have to be able to understand that these messengers, these prophets, have come as a mercy to mankind to put them back on the right track. Fasting, abstaining from food and drinking is easy. Yes, that's easy. If you keep your mind on some things that is wrong in this world, it ain't easy. But during the month of Ramadan, the Muslim keeps their mind and her mind on things that is valuable and important. That's what the month of Ramadan does. It's not just food. It's abstaining from things of this world, the strength that you have in you that will keep you on the right track. If you do keep your mind on Allah, God, on the highest valuable of life, fasting will be very, very easy for you. But if you don't remember God, it'll be difficult for you. And when we read about the words in the Holy Quran, will be difficult for you. But remember, the Ramadan fast is not just fasting for your physical food or your physical body. That's not what Ramadan is just for. It is fasting from the whole human body, the whole human being. It is not just a fast for the benefit of spirit. It is fasting for the benefit of the total person or who you are, mentally, physically, and spiritually. This is what God wants for his human being, to be physically, spiritually, and mentally, and keep your mind on Allah and the high values of life for yourself, for something that you have been doing the rest of the year prior to Ramadan, listening to the radio, watching TV, all the things you have done. But Allah in the Holy Quran said, read one-third of the Quran each day, so that by that end of the month, you will have read the complete Holy Quran. That gives you benefit. Fasting develops the self-master, allow you to master your entire being. Isn't that beautiful? These are the words of Imam Waliuddin Muhammad that instilled into his followers why we do what we do. Some people just do it with no understanding whatsoever. It's amazing. We don't understand that even an animal have to kill to eat. Other animals, you sure, are they Muslim? Yes, they Muslim, but it's time to eat. The woman, she lives with the understanding or the desire to move as a perfect human being. But when she is not practicing what God wants for her, then she wants to gamble. She wants to have free sex. She wants to do the things that an animal would do, because why? He ain't in tune with that which he should be in tune to do. But you can't put yourself in that category with an animal, because that's why he's an animal. That's why he will kill so he can eat. Kill your morals so you can have fun. You will kill your spirit so you can enjoy yourself, just like an animal, as I stated when we opened this telecast, that you can't stoop that low. Oh, no. By thinking on Allah is a great, wonderful thing. We are keeping the powerful idea in knowing that we love to live. Your mind becomes very strong and not weak. It makes you stand up in your independence of your total being, your body. You will understand that at the end of Ramadan, those who have kept fasting, receiving benefits very soon. Not only while you're fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, but watch your whole life will change. Watch your life in front of you. God will manifest that change of community. The community will change when you have a group of people fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. And so I want you to know that we had a wonderful, beautiful night in Bears Stadium. Oh, my God, it was so beautiful. That one sister, I won't mention her name, she said, "Brother, I felt bad all month. I couldn't understand why I'm sweating. Things was disturbing me. But when I came out and hear that Quran being read by men from all walks of life, coming from very different countries, it was a beautiful sight. It made me free," she said. "It freed me from Satan having me tied up." Yes, just like we had the id. And sister said having the id was like going to Hajj. And now we had the prayer, and the sister said it made her free. This myth about Barak Muhammad, Elijah Bay, Sultan Muhammad, and the rest of us have left Imam Wazdi Muhammad. Why, well, you should smack that individual. Imam Wazdi Muhammad taught us, turned us on the straight path of the Salat al-Mustaqim. Allow us to stand upright in our spirit. Allow us to be who we are. And we will leave Imam Wazdi Muhammad. Well, that's like going to Harvard, Ivy League school, and then you leave that to go to Essex County. Why would you leave that prestigious school that 99% of those come out of that college is successful? Why would anybody that learned this under the tutelage of Imam Wazdi Muhammad would turn his back on him? Only one but a fool. And anybody that tell you that is a fool. Why, brother, he's a damn fool. It's puzzling to me that the one will fight back his brother, stab his brother, and try to promote himself. All I ask you to do is just check his record. When one talks like that, see what he has done, and you will find out he has done nothing. Well, Donnell Kareem came in here, and he went to Masjid Ullah, and when he went to Masjid Ullah, he was so pleased with the people there, the way he broke down the simple things that most people cannot break down. He is a student of Imam Wazdi Muhammad, grew up with him, and he is one of our sharpest imams that we have. Imam Wazdi Muhammad called him New Day Bilal because he is able to recite that Quran so beautifully. And him and his wife came in town, and they loved us here. We welcomed them with open arms, Imam Wali, and they're all taking notes, and they all want to hear that tape. More important, when he went to the stadium, and he's 80-some years old, but he made all the rakats because he was fired up, and they allowed him to speak, and he spoke to them and convinced them our capabilities and why we, as Muslims, should come together. He said, "This is what our leader wanted before he passed away, and 4 years later, it finally came to fruition." He said, "Marad, this is everything Imam Wazdi Muhammad wanted, to be on the outdoors with thousands, thousands of men and women." And some people say, "Well, we had 7,000. Some people say we had 10,000. But if you can count the angels, because there's two angels on every individual. We have help. They had helicopters going over, shooting us, hearing us, and sending it around the world. This is Islam. This is what we're supposed to propagate, unity." So when you hear a person that left Imam Wazdi Muhammad, in his action he didn't, but in his words he would never think of order a word or statement like that we left Imam Wazdi Muhammad to satisfy him. So we got thousands. Iftar was in New York. Iftar was given downtown in Newark. it to, I was given in Philadelphia and so forth and so on. But if you took them all and put those itai together, you wouldn't have had the people that we had at the stadium there at their stadium. It's a blessing. It's alhamdulillah. It's Allah showing us. Now we're preparing for the Eid. And the Eid is prepared for our children. If you hear a group of men come together and they give you a budget, and in that budget it tells you everything they do, no one asks the question, what about our children? Where is our budget for the children? Why you ain't write a budget for the children? Because why? Because in their mind, Allah has blinded them. And they're not going to let you do anything for our children. So our children got to suffer for the stupidity and the ignorance. Well, you're not going to get me to suffer because I ain't going for the ignorance. I refuse to allow you to, it's not going to happen. You can do what you want to do. You're free to do what you want to do. But if you can't produce anything for our babies are supposed to have fun. Our babies are supposed to enjoy themselves. And then you wonder why they go in the streets, because you forgot about them. You prefer to have a little group of people than to be a part of an ummah of thousands. So we'll be in Waika Park on the 17th that we ask everybody to come out. You go there at 1963 St. George Avenue in Roselle, New Jersey. We will meet there at 10. Why 10 o'clock? Because it's on a Friday, a blessed day. So we're going to have it. You don't have to go home because you don't have to rush there at 7 in the morning. There's no time when it's supposed to happen. So we moved it to 10 o'clock. Why? We free. We don't say it have to be at 7. 7 wouldn't make it convenient. But 10 o'clock gives you enough time to get there so we can have prayer. But after prayer, after you eat, because we're going to feed you, free. Don't cost you nothing. And you're going to be able to eat thousands, and then you're going to go to Juma. So you're going to have the brother leading prayer. And then all our prayers will be led there. Yes, this is what we do, brothers and sisters. And we're going to prepare for Inahat right there. Let everybody know we're preparing for Inahat, which will take place later on this year. So come on out. Exeter County and Union County will present a unified Eid prayer and Juma at Waika Park at 1963 St. George Avenue, Roselle, New Jersey. Come one, come all. The takbirs will be called at 9, and Eid prayer will start at 10. But there's a brother, I've always respected him because he's consistent. Whether he has 100 people or thousands of people, he never stopped giving his affair. And one thing about them, they are the brother, the father, the son, man, brother, associate, along with other companies that will be with them, but they refer to it as New Africa. New Africa Muslim Business Associate. I like that. Nobody got exclusivity on New Africa. Remember what Muhammad gave that to us? And we should use it. And for the first time, this is their 18th family festival in Weekway Park. And they'll be there on Sunday, July 26th. And we all should come out and support that. They deserve it. That's our community. And good that they call us. You call 973-420-4172 and speak to Shaka or Salam at 973-647. Speak to Akba, and they'll give you more information. But the father, the son, and the men and boys associated, we should help them. That's what we should do for each other. Brothers and sisters, community is everything. If you're not with community, you got a serious problem. More important, we're now trying to do things. Next Monday, we will be downtown. We invited everyone to Bradford Common on the third floor over top of the Masala downtown on Bradford Place is where we're going to come together and talk about what we want to do collectively. That's what I'm about. What are we going to do collectively? Not individually. You can do your individual things that you want to do. It's okay. But our success is as a community. And we're going to talk about that. And I want to touch on there are businessmen. One of the most powerful businessmen will be downtown on the 16th. You say, well, what are they downtown for? These are the men that owns the rights to build in North. These are the men that puts up money to build in North. And when you see this, it's going to blow your mind. Well, I get everything. You can't come to the meeting or to the convention they have because why? It costs you $250. Well, these men got $250. All these major corporations have joined to be at the steakhouse in the city of North. Yes, and they're going to be talking about potential finance, Port Authority, New Jersey Devils, and the CST Law, and more on July the 16th. And if you look at their flyer, they don't look like us. But these are millionaires. You are out. And I guarantee you, they didn't send no second hand to come talk to them. They sent the top man that's in the planning board to come and dress them. You can't send them no underling. You can't send them to someone that is glad to have a job, and all of a sudden now they are dictating to you what to do. Well, they can dictate to you, and you can sit there and accept it. I'm a little different. I come from a long way. I don't know nothing but the best of the best. And I don't talk to nobody but the man that can say yes or no. And if I can't talk to the man that can't say yes or no, it's a waste of time. You're procrastinating. And ain't going to get done. You see, when you come into power, you have to make a decision. The same way with Tikkun. When you get to the third level of Allahu Akbar, you have to make a decision. That's why you Tikkun. Once you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, now you have to make a decision. But if you don't go through those three steps, you don't know what decision to make. Well, don't fault the Caucasian because they read the Quran. People just found out that George Washington had a Quran. That you, everybody that's in power read the Quran but you. They kept you away from the Quran. And now you're reading, that's all you're doing is reading. You ain't trying to comprehend anything. Because if you do, if you did, you would manifest it. Don't you understand when God comes to you, he makes it happen for you? I didn't put 20 because someone pulled the rug from under us. You think I'm going to cry, oh, why did he do that? I thought he said he's a Muslim. No, I realized that you took something from me, something better is coming. Sure enough, we had success. And everybody say, oh, the Lord ain't with us. Don't go downtown. Let's go down in the street, Broad Street, and be with the mayor and do ICRA. Yes, y'all got a piece of paper. Good. How many papers do you got? Did he put it in a frame? No, you better frame it. Put it on the wall with the other plaque. But it doesn't do nothing for your community. I hear you say that we are coming together. You said it. I ain't said it. The Shaw Boy agreed to come together. Well, hell, you were supposed to have been together before this came down. So why do you have to propagate, we believe we are coming together? It was only five companions. There's only a few people that's up top. And Allah says, surely in the Holy Quran, if you read the Holy Quran, Allah says, I raise a few above them. So there ain't no whole lot of people are being raised because why? They ain't got it. But when you get up there, you now obligated to give back. So who's coming together? What shore board is coming together? You mean you're coming together because someone's handing you something? Oh, brothers and sisters, something's wrong with that understanding. We are supposed to be together, but we're not. And we ain't supposed to tell people outside this family how we feel, but we do not. We should never backbite each of brother's flesh, but we do. It's amazing to me that you would call yourself an E-man, and yet people, when you walk away, they say they're going a damn fool. But now, collectively, they're calling us a damn fool because you sit there and you listen to someone that ain't produced nothing with a job trying to tell you how it ought to go. But I got it in black and white. You can see the people that's millions of, worth millions of dollars is downtown in your city while you run around playing like y'all together. That controls this state, not the city, the entire state. And you can't get in there. See, if you go up to Short Hills to buy a house, you might hit the number and got a couple of million. So you'll pay a million and a half for the house. But can you pay the taxes to this $5,000, $6,000 a month? Whoa, you ain't paying that. But the people that was up there, they don't pay $6,000. Those taxes were created to keep you out. They don't want folk people in here that slipped up and made some money. So likewise, they come downtown. You should be able to go in there and listen. But do you got $250? I don't think so. So you can't go there. How you got $250 for all these mams to go there and you don't have money to create an ear for the children? So they know you ain't coming because that's the fix. The fix is in. Can I go there? Yeah. Now, in fact, there are people that will give me a ticket to let me in light. And you're sitting there with 10 people. Someone picked up the check. I don't hear anybody pick up the check. But why they pick up the check? Because he's Marab Muhammad. Compliments of Mr. Goldstein. Compliments of Mr. Ginsburg. Compliments of Jose. Well, why did he do it? Just to show the appreciation. But I got money. But here come a poor person. All they want to do is eat and you chase them out. Why? Nobody cares about a beggar. Nobody cares about people who won't get that won't do nothing for themselves. So you think they respect you? No, they don't respect you. But they got to act like they respect you. Oh, he got everything. He should be able to build these houses. But he got A, he got C, he got D, he got E, F, G, and et cetera, but he don't have Z. What do you mean he doesn't have Z? He doesn't have the money. Who going to give him the money? Maybe if you shuffle and dance, here's the boss, and scratch your head, you might get it. Not me. I'm sorry. Love my man. Why? Because he comes from amongst us. He comes from a beautiful family. But I ain't dancing for nobody. That's who I am. I'm a free spirit. And I ain't allowing nobody to make me less than who I am. Why, brothers and sisters, I love my wife. Oh, do I love her. But when she walk out the door, she can keep stepping. I'll cry when the door closes. She will never see me cry. But I will not be weak for flesh. I am weak for that which Allah sends us signs. And when he sends us a sign that we have to be together, I'm weak for that. I'm weak for my community. I'm weak to create for all humanity. Watch, as James Brown used to sing it. Watch me. I got it. I'm super bad. I do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me in the hereafter. So don't let nobody ever in their life tell you that Imam Murad Muhammad and the brothers that I'm associated with is not with Imam Walid bin Muhammad. Why, hell, all you got to do is call Hassan Abdallah. He'll get him anytime. He's attorney at law, former prosecutor, and a criminal attorney at that. He is the head of the Shura board. Call him and say, "Brother Imam, can you tell me who is Murad Muhammad with?" Well, I can only tell you, when he introduced himself at the Shura board, he said, he's a student of Imam Walid bin Muhammad. I do not say that I belong to no four walls with a silver, not me. So this is fabrication. This is in the windows and accusation. This is a lie. As I reiterate, it's a damn lie. Brothers and sisters, come on back home. Come and join us. Have fun for your family. Have fun for your children. Let your children enjoy themselves on our ears. I ain't telling you don't do your ears. Go on with your bad stuff. I'm saying to you that if we don't come together as one, Allah is not going to reward us. Like Imam Walid bin Muhammad person. And to say to me that I'm not with Imam Walid bin Muhammad is like to say I ain't with my mother. And I was with my mother when she was a Christian. Let somebody touch her. Let some bullet come out jump in front of her. I ain't had to question one bit. Well, I love Imam Walid bin Muhammad because I would not know Muhammad the Prophet as I know him today. And I would not be doing those rock eyes with understanding why I'm doing those rock eyes. I would not love you all if it wasn't for Imam Walid bin Muhammad. Now you're going to say I left him. Well, you need to go to that masjid and just see how the 400 became 35, 2,000 became 50, and so forth and so on. Then you will see who's practicing this religion. Well, I want to thank you. This is Down Through the Wire, and I surely will not be able to speak to you next time I'll be back. It'll be after it. But it is a pleasure and an honor. If I say anything to hurt anyone, to step on anyone's toes, it's because I love you. I love you, and I want to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. You don't have to love me. Just love what I love. I love Allah. You love Allah? You love Muhammad the Prophet, Allah Islam. Love you, man. I want to see Muhammad. Love that Quran. Love doing right by others and loving your neighbor. And you can not like me. Doesn't make no difference. Just love what I love, that which is good. So forgive me, Allah, if I did anything to hurt anybody. If I split any verb or said something that wasn't correct, I'm human. It happens. But if I gave you the motivation and determination to stand up in your spirit and your soul and to want to love humanity and want to think big in life, you don't have to be in hell. You're going to be in heaven while you live. Stay in paradise. Stay in goodness. Fight that struggle. Be conscious of what Allah wants you to be conscious of, and that's obedience to him. But it ain't going to happen without jihad. That's the struggle. If you're a better person for that which I said this evening, give that credit to Allah. Some part to Allah. Glorify his name. I greet you from all the prophets, from Adam to Jesus to Abraham to Muhammad, the seal of the prophet. May the peace and blessing be upon you in the Arabic language of Islam. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you for listening.